All right, guys. Hello and welcome, everyone. This is the Playing the Field with the Pros call. We do this call every Monday through Friday at 9:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we come together for 15 minutes of inspiration and motivation and growing this community of Isagenics. If you guys are fired up to be here today, let me hear you make some noise.
Woo!
Yeah.
All right. I'm honored.
Get it on, doggy.
I'm honored to be able to introduce. She is calling in from Clearwater, Florida. She is traveling. We're going to see, a lot of us are going to see her in another week and a half in Dallas, Texas for one of our biggest events of the year. She's growing. She's studying, she's learning, she's going to bring it for us today. She's an 8-star platinum, 3-star golden circle. She's our 77th millionaire, the queen of freedom, Ms. Rhonda Collier.
Good morning, beautiful. Thank you. And hello to everyone. Happy Tuesday. I am so stoked to be here. Congratulations for all of you that are here. First of all, I just want to take a minute and really acknowledge Debbie Beebe for her massive contribution on the team call last night. You rocked it, sister. I love you. Thank you. Jeff, I love it when you are participating and leading those calls, too, and bringing the male energy there. And it was an awesome call last night. If you guys are not getting on those calls and using those calls, I guarantee you, you're missing out on a big part of what our team is doing and a big part of what our team is offering and really what you can do. And I think we're going to have some more awesome leaders stepping up and leading. I know, Jen, you're going to be leading some of the calls. It's really a great tool for recruiting, you guys, especially if you feel like you're ready to step up and start leading it. Let me know, because, you know, you can practice and get ready and get your energy to that level where you're able to lead the call. That's a really fun thing. Another thing you can do is you can use the call as a recurring tool, and what you would do this, like let's say this upcoming call on Monday, what you would do is everyone that you're speaking to or everyone that you spoke to in the last month, send them a quick message or give them a phone call, even better, or if you send them a Facebook chat message, do the one where you get to use your voice because they can hear the tone of your voice. Never forget that the tone of your voice is really important. That's when they hear your excitement. That's when they hear your energy. They don't really feel it in when you type them. So you can call them and Facebook message them with a voice message and say, oh, my God, Rhonda, I was thinking of you. Man, we have this call coming up on Monday night. Block out your schedule. Jump on. Take a listen into this. I think you're going to be blown away by what you hear. And so really use that tool and really keep inviting people to come and listen to it, because I tell you, stories sell, right? Stories sell, and facts tell, and you can really use it. So, Debbie, thank you. You rocked it. Jen, I want to acknowledge you. Jen is, boom! She's launched her 20 and 30, and I know you're going to be talking about this all month, and I know you've been leading up to it, and yesterday, she's to her first day of her 20 and 30. She enrolled three people, and one of them was just right there on the spot, someone that just showed up in her day, and she just had a conversation with that person, and that ended up turning into an enrollment right there on the spot. And this is what happens when you really, really put a focus on creating that momentum and doing it in a short time period. And any of you leaders that are on the call, if you haven't done a 20 and 30 yet, I'm just going to challenge you right now. Figure it out, man. Pick a time and do it, because it's going to be the biggest explosion you will ever, ever experience in your business. And you're going to see this happening with Jennifer Lancaster as well. So congratulations, Jen, for your 3 enrollments yesterday. So what I wanted to talk about, you guys, is something to do with how can you really get out there a little bit more. And Jen, you've been such a great example of this, and Debbie and Jeff, you guys are always doing this. And I think that I really want to help everybody on the line with a couple of suggestions for how you can get out there. Now, one of my favorites are going to events. Events like a Tony Robbins, UPW, which is Unleash the Power Within. An event like T. Harv Eker's Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, and I think he still does those for free. that weekend. But he sells $30,000 packages at the end. But he provides massive value. Events where Robert Kiyosaki has events going on all over the country where people are learning how to create residual income streams and passive income streams through real estate. Events where you Google and you look in your area and you see what conferences are going on at your convention centers, at your hotels. You don't even necessarily have to participate in the events. But knowing that they're going on and putting yourself in that area, one of the things that Kathy Tuber did, which I thought was so brilliant, is when she was going to meet Valley to Valley to show someone her business, which is always the best thing to do if you're going to be presenting to someone that is in your local area. Never, ever, ever, after you've qualified them, and I'll give you some qualifiers, okay? So if you're going to take the time to meet with someone in your local area, number one, I want to suggest that you do it in a 5-star or a 4-star hotel lobby. It's a really great place to do your meetings. It's usually very quiet. It's very high-end. It really sets a nice tone, a successful tone. And it's also that lobby of the 5-star hotel is a great place if you want to get out of your home and take your laptop and go work from somewhere else, because you are going to be – hold on one second. I'm having a little bit of an issue here with my dog. Hold on one second, you guys. Okay, you guys, sorry. I think my dog got stuck behind the bed. So the 5-star hotels, the lobbies are a really great place, and that ties in with what Kathy would do is she would look in her local area at the 5-star hotels, and she would call them up and find out different conferences that were going on. So maybe there were chiropractor conferences, or maybe there were conferences on social media or internet marketing or job fairs or whatever. She would find out, and then she would go to that hotel, and she would work in that hotel that day, and she would always, because they take breaks at these conferences, lunch breaks and afternoon breaks, and she would network. She would meet people and say, oh, my gosh, are you at this conference? Yes, I am. Oh, that's so cool. And then she would make a friend and then get their card and follow back up with them, and she would say things like, I'd really like to talk to you about some opportunity in this area. I'm expanding. So you learn how to connect. You can learn that by watching Kathy Tuber's connection video. And she would do that. And so I want you guys to know that literally this Date with Destiny event that I just went to, which cost me $6,000 a person, which is a very big investment, but I can do that now, right? I've maxed out my center. I can put that money back into myself. By the way, I always put the money into myself, even when I wasn't maxed out, and maybe I didn't spend $6,000 for an event, but maybe I spent $2,000 or $3,000 for an event. Because there's no better investment than your education. There's no better investment than growing yourself. And at those events, you're going to meet so many people. And the coolest thing about it is Facebook, because literally at my Date with Destiny event, I only had time and energy and resources maybe to meet, a couple dozen people to really connect with them there. And, I was doing my own work. I was doing my own processes. It wasn't about, networking. It was about doing my own shit. But, you do it with people and you meet them and you get to know them, and that's cool. And then you can connect with them further. But on Facebook, they've got groups. And, so our Date with Destiny event has a Facebook group. And most of these events that you go to, there'll be a Facebook group that's started. If there isn't, start one yourself, and get the word out somehow and figure out how you can do that. But so I've made massive, massive, massive connections from being at Date with Destiny. And I've got literally 1,000 new opportunities that I am following up with every single day. So really the most important thing for us, each and every one of us, is never running out of people to talk to. Now, of course, on Facebook and LinkedIn, we can definitely never run out of people to talk to. But sharpen your saw, you guys. Realize that you need to get really good at not only connecting with people on Facebook and LinkedIn. That's a great source for you, but you need to get really good on getting out there and getting to events and learning how to connect with people and turn those connections into looks. And you know, that's my message for you today is you should have a minimum of, you know, five streams of prospecting names coming into your funnel. You should have a minimum of five streams. So figure out what are those going to be for you and how are you going to do that. For me also, you know, what do you like to do? I like to play tennis. I like to do yoga. I like to work out. I like to bike ride. I like to play with my dog. So I get involved with groups on that, whether it be online or in a local event. So I just wanted to put that out there. Jen, you know, I know that you talk about this a lot and you've been doing a lot of different things. Is there anything that I missed, anything that you want to suggest in terms of helping people really get their circle broadened and really build up more people that they can talk to?
Yeah, you know, meetup.com is really good. You can go there and you can do things that, here's what I do not do. I do not go to networking events off meetup.com. I go to things on meetup.com that I like to do. So hikes, walking groups, dance classes. I volunteered in a nursing home the other day. Things that I like to do, because when you're doing things you like to do, you're attracting people like you, and you're going to be in a higher vibration because you're doing something that you enjoy. So I really like Meetup. I've been going and sitting in Starbucks and working because I know that if I'm talking on calls, people can hear what I'm saying. And if I'm in my house, nobody can hear what I'm saying. So I'm leveraging my time by being there. The other day when I signed that girl up on the spot, she heard me doing a three-way call. That's how it happened. That's how the conversation opened up.
Nice.
When people can hear what you're talking about, they might say something to you. The other day when I was in Starbucks, I heard two people talking about nutrition. I got up and I went over and I said, hey, listen, I heard you talking about nutrition and I love nutrition. I'm partnered with this great company. What were you guys talking about? And it was a doctor and his daughter, nurse, and they were talking about how nutrition is not covered in med school. She was asking him why he didn't know anything about nutrition. And it opened up a great conversation. So being out in public is really, really powerful.
Nice. I love it. So, and another thing, you guys, I want to leave you with, Jen, that you reminded me of, where people overhear you, is you guys get your 30-second story down, okay? So, you know, what are three things that you are so excited about, or two things that you are so excited about that has happened to you because of these Isogenix products? And then when you are out and about, you're sharing that. One of the things that I did, you guys, and this, I'll throw this challenge out to you, we'll see if you'll go for it, is you tell everyone you meet what you're up to. And every time you exchange money, like you're paying for something, you commit that you're going to tell them what you're up to. And so one of the things I did is I would say to people, I did it a couple of different ways. I would share my product story or I would share my business story. And I would say something like this. I'd just say something like, to the question, how's your day today? And they'd be like, it's going awesome, man. How's your day? They almost always ask you that, right? And then I would say, oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm celebrating because I helped my friend create $100,000 residual income, and she's now no longer working from home. Or I'm so excited because I lost 20 pounds, and I'm sleeping better than I ever felt, or whatever. So you come up with a couple things that you're celebrating, and you ask people everywhere you go, how's your day today? And 9 times out of 10, they're going to ask you, it's going great, man. How's yours? And you don't say, oh, it's good. You say, oh, my God, I'm celebrating. And they're going to say, what are you celebrating? And then you say it. And you just shut your mouth. And it's really amazing what happens from that. It might not even be that person, but it'll be the person, two people behind you in line that chase you out of the grocery store, or you're in a dress shop, or you're in the store, and you're trying on pants, and you're telling everyone what happened to you, and the lady in the dressing room next door hears you, and she comes out, and she's like, oh, my God, I have to know about that. So I know these are kind of core basics, but some of the fun things that you can start incorporating into your day, making sure that you're always adding to your funnel, because there's nothing more important than that. And if you guys at all are struggling on that piece, then reach out, ask for help from some of us leaders so we can really help you overcome whatever it is that you need to overcome so that you can always have a ton of people to talk to, because that is how you're going to build momentum in your business. That's how you're going to build what you're looking to build. You have to have people that you're talking to and you're providing massive value. So that's the call for today, you guys. You know, it's the best time of the year to be talking to people about their dreams and goals. Don't forget to, you know, to create curiosity. Don't forget to be mentioning things, just kind of throwing things out there that you're self-loading, that you're helping people with, and people will ask you what it is, and then you can find out what they need, and you can say, hey, you know what, I might be able to help you with that. Would you like to have a conversation about how you can change that? And then let people say yes. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and open up the line. Here we go. Okay, you guys, we're live. Let's celebrate together this awesome first week of 2016. May you commit to talking to even more people and saving even more lives. Here we go. We're going to do 1, 2, 3 isogenics together. 1, 2, 3.
Isogenics. Thank you, Rhonda.
Get up some hotel.
I love to talk.
Thank you, Rhonda. Thank you, Jen. I love you all.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Great call.